I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Just like the news, that girl is a real proud piece. On your small world, all her friends know of me. We know me, young boy, living like an old piece. Oh, but release the cash, watch it fall slowly.
Yeah. What if we got in a freestyle rap? That'd be cool. We just held it for an hour.
Yeah, you got all it. You got it.
I can't freestyle without saying the word.
Here, I got you covered. Hold on.
Okay, now push that 30 more times. That's usually what my rap is. Yeah, there we go. Son, wait, people don't know we're not black, so it doesn't matter.
I think it's pretty obvious that we're not black.
It's pretty. We could be nerdy black. Like, what's the dude's name? FedEx.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Sweet baby boy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out, sweet baby boy.
Shout out, sweet baby boy. Or sweet baby boys out there.
Now it's going to bother me now that I don't remember his name. Because he's still supposed to be our first.
Oh, Evan.
Evan.
Evan. I was thinking back. I'm like, he's in one of the captions that I wrote. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, which one? No, it's Evan.
Well, the first, like.
So, dudes.
The first, like, month and a half of us doing the show was like, we need to get him on here.
Yeah.
Now it's like a year later. More than a year later.
It's a year later. It's like, do you think Chinese people dream about?
So imagine. Like shit like this. Real quick, just imagine if there was a movie where Batman was gay. Yeah. And all of his villains are just you got Bang or Brain. And Choker, yeah. And
it is so Chokler. Hilarious that it started out like, dude, our job sucks. And now it's like, what would happen if Bruce Lee fought Joe Biden? Like, it's just shit like that.
Just coming up with the stupidest movie ideas.
What if there was a movie where everyone's gay?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's great.
I'm proud to be part of this project.
Me too.
We're both.
I'm proud to call you my co-host.
I'm proud to call you my co-host, sir. I have the utmost respect for my fellow Joe.
I almost, I was on the phone today with another Joe, and I almost invited him on.
He should have.
Yeah, but he's a little old, and he doesn't understand technology, so that would have been a project and a half.
That would have been funny.
And then
what's that there, Sonny?
And then
we're just talking about Kanye West. Give me the sound bite. I don't have it pulled up.
Hold on. Oh, you mean the
Oh, you mean that. Yeah, that's right, old Joe.
Then I had another caller. I forgot his, well, I won't say his name, but the company that he works for is called St. Joe's. And I was like, oh, dude. That's like a perfect. That's us, dude. It's like the St. Joe company. And I was like, bro, that should be our name. That should be our podcast name.
We're changing the podcast name to St. Joe's.
To the St. Joe's.
Every $10 million we make, we give $1 away.
We're the St. Joe's. We plant one tree. We're the St. Joe's.
It goes towards world hunger. Like, we take food away.
we take the $10 million to buy the food that's being sent out to third world countries, and we
pay mercenaries to hijack
to smuggle the food over to us, and we'll live stream it, and we'll doing a giant mukbang.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. This is mukbang. It's just rice. Just 3 pounds of rice.
It's just nothing but chicken and rice and broccoli.
Yeah, we're getting swole, son.
Yeah. And then gallons upon gallons of water.
We're pouring it out.
Yeah,
we're watering a bonsai with a gallon of water.
We're like wasting the water. We're like overflow the cups and the water's just getting over and we're just like chugging it.
We have a water balloon fight. And we show the logo. It says for Africa. We just throw
food for Africa. And we're just throwing water around, throwing the food around.
Food fight.
We can't just waste the food and then start throwing
MREs at each other. Throwing them at targets of starving African children.
Jesus Christ.
It's the new Mr. Beast challenge.
Yeah. Quick. With the money that we just saved up and spent on the on food that we got legally, we're going to take our time and see who can hit the bullseye with our chicken wings. And the target's just a little kid. Just a little scrawny little kid starving.
He's got the sad deer belly. The hunger starved belly. It's like, all right, now we're going to throw pies at him. And remember, every 10,000 subscribers, we'll plant a tree.
We'll plant one tree in your name.
We'll plant one tree in Africa that bears poisonous fruit. It's the worst kind of tree.
We'll plant one tree in our name, and it probably won't even grow.
We will outfit one Somali pirate.
We will fly out there to kill it ourselves.
We will kill one child. In the name of your God, if you subscribe. Breaking story. Podcast that's funding terrorism.
Legendary podcasters taking away food for third world countries.
Legendary podcast you've never heard of because you're 40, but here's why you should be
because you don't fit the demographic.
Yeah, you don't fit the. Your name's not Joe or Evan. That's what this is for. It's Joe's and Evans.
Joe's and
you
Evans.
Know, every
only.
Evan I've ever met has been a fucking nerdiest motherfucker I've met.
I've only met two Evans, and one of them
I have two, and I'm just going off that.
The other one wasn't very nerdy.
Black Evan?
No, Black Evan was nerdy. The other one wasn't. Honestly, I haven't really...
White Evan was cool. Or was he Chinese white? Evan?
No, he was white.
Oh.
There's a white Evan and a black Evan.
There's a Chinese Evan.
I'm trying to think. I think there's I think there's only two Evans. But white Evan wasn't very. He was kind of an asshole. I didn't really like him.
I didn't like my white Evan either. I love black Evan.
Same.
White Evan was. He was just kind of one of those. He was gay. Didn't like. No. He was one of those dudes that was super feminine. So like he got along with girls, and he was kind of like elitist because of that. And we just look at him like,
it's not
you're still
serious,
a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, my.
You get invited to the sleepover, but you're not getting any.
Yeah.
It's not a brag.
The white Evan I knew, I actually knew his older brother first, because we were in drumline together. But younger, the white Evan was too cool for that. He was too cool for everything.
Too cool
like,
for drumline.
I was like...
Dude, imagine being too cool for drumline. That's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, okay, dude. Whatever, bro.
He's like, I'm kind of into fingering right now, so drumline doesn't fit into my schedule.
Nah, he was very arrogant, and I was just like, eh, you're an asshole. I don't care. Your older brother's cool, though.
Plays the drums. He plays drumline. Drumline strong.
Me and your other brother, dude, we play drums, and you don't.
Thin gold line, bro. Thin gold line. Drummers.
But he was also a big fan of Pink Floyd, and I was just like, okay, dude.
Oh, that's the douchiest thing to be into in high school.
Yeah,
dude, I smoked weed once, so now I'm like really into Kid Cudi and Pink Floyd.
The thing was, he was like really quiet. He was a senior when I started. I was a freshman, and even as a senior, he was just like super quiet. And he was like, "Yeah, I like Pink Floyd." I was like, "Cool, let's play some drums." Your brother's an asshole, by the way.
Pink Floyd has his drums.
The things we're playing right now.
Oh, you're talking about White Evan.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about White Evan's brother.
I am.
He's into Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Pink Floyd, but just being like, that's a personality trait in high school.
That kind of sucks. It's like the emo phase. Everyone goes to a Pink Floyd moment. Oh, dude, I
can't remember a time where I was like, dude, have you heard this fucking album? Like, have you heard of Pink Floyd? I definitely had a type of that when I started smoking weed. I was like, dude, have you heard Kid Cudi, bro? It's wild.
No,
I guess that's the same thing.
I didn't have a Pink Floyd. I mean, I don't really like Pink Floyd. They're okay. They're not my favorite. But yeah, I just remember at one point I was like, yeah, Pink Floyd's great. And I'm like, are they? I mean, like, there's like one
just did
song.
Too much heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one song. The rest is just noises.
Yeah. And then, of course, Kid
Cudi.
They
wanted to be.
Let's Kid Cudi.
Yeah, Kid Cudi's dope.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking? Black Evan.
Black Evan.
Sweet baby boy.
I was going to say earlier that I haven't talked to any of the FedEx boys in a while. I was just talking to Justin the other day, but it was just saying Happy New Year, but that was it.
Besides you, you are the only person I've talked to that I know in the past that I don't currently see normally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting to the point now where you're like the only person I talk to. I still talk to Justin here and there. But, like, Chris and all of them, I haven't talked to for a long time.
I feel bad, but I'm not... I've never been able to maintain, you know...
Like, work relationships. work
or
friendships.
Or in general. Friendships.
Any relationship.
General,
yeah.
Yeah, they last about a week and then I'm done.
Yeah.
No, honestly, yeah, I can't do it. I don't.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's like, I don't know, especially when you're going from a different job, like going from job to job. It's like, it's hard to maintain sometimes. Because you're meeting new people and you're getting to know these new people, your new work buddies. And it's just like, I can't. It's like the Toy Story meme. I can't play with you anymore. And drop them.
That's a fucked up way of saying it. Your friendship is a game to me.
You're nothing but a, no, you're nothing mean, but a toy.
I don't even have that excuse because the only people I see is like a 40-year-old mom of two. Yeah. And then Ronnie, who's 70. So I don't even have... We don't... Like, I
what do you mean? You don't go drinking with Ronnie every weekend?
Ronnie is a former alcoholic, or I totally would. Oh, I need to talk about Ronnie, honestly. Ronnie, like, so I'm only with Ronnie like one day out of the week, and it's fine, you know. He's very nice. Yeah. But he insists on sitting at my desk and telling me stories.
Okay.
And the only problem with it is that his stories start super interesting, but he has no interest in telling you the interesting parts. He tells you the super mundane parts. God. He literally one time was like, me and my buddies were at a bar and I stabbed somebody. But anyways, I went home and my mother, you can never sneak anything past her. She noticed that the defrost, you know, had, the windows didn't have frost in them. I'm like, Ronnie, hold up. You stabbed somebody? He's like, yeah, but my mom, the defrost, she could tell. She could tell I went out. You can never get anything past that. Oh, yeah.
He's the one telling a story to tell a story. Like, he's not... I don't know how to explain it, but he's like, he's talking just to talk, really. That's what it seems like.
I mean, probably, but his story, because I was with him today and I was like, you know, before workout even, I was like, if he tells me a story like this again, I'm going to hunt down the interesting parts. Like, I'm going to keep being like, don't know, tell me about that part. So he starts the story off. He's like, yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm from Franklin County and so I was facing like 10 years in federal prison. But anyways, you know, I was eating this egg salad sandwich. I was like, no, Ronnie, hold on. What'd you just, you were facing 10 years in federal prison? He's like, yeah, but it's not that interesting. I'm like, no, tell me about it. My man's got off on such like a weird technicality. He used to run, and I've verified this. I've asked other people, and they'll just be like, yeah, Ronnie was fucking wild back in the day. This man was a moonshiner. He would, and a weed nice. Trafficker. So he would move that shit across state lines.
Nice.
While working for a car dealership, he would drive them in the transport cars and move them across state lines.
What?
And he got caught one day, and how he got out of it was that no one ratted him out, so they didn't really have a lot, but they were throwing the book at him, so it's like 10 years.
Right.
But no one ratted on him. And he said, really what I think what happened was the judge I got very lucky. My son was dating a girl who was roommates with the judge's daughter.
What the?
Yeah.
How so lucky got, can you be?
Exactly. He got a year of probation and like $1,000 fine. And he was facing 10 years in prison. And I'm like, why don't you tell me more of these? Because we have very good rapport. I can be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you tell me these stories? He's like, I don't like to think about it.
Then why are you telling the story?
I'm like, you can tell me the story how you killed somebody. Oh, yeah, that was another thing. It was like, and there was like a witness who was threatening to rat. And my brother said he took care of it and no one's ever seen that guy again. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Your brother killed somebody. And,
what the fuck?
It's so funny in comparison, because if you'd met this guy, he is the most like, he's like Walter White episode one. He's so he packs his lunch and he's like, he calls people. He's like, "How you doing, buddy? Yeah, you know, super
goody two fucking nice. Mr. Goody Two Shoes with a little bit of OCD."
Yeah, he would. If someone has dropped change on the ground and like just been like, "Oh, forget about it," and he'll pick it up for him and give it to him. Like, he's that kind of that guy, but he'll just tell these stories. He's like, "Yeah, so anyways, I blinded a guy with a beer bottle one time." But anyways, have you tried that restaurant on 5th and Main?
That's hilarious.
God damn it, Ronnie.
I shanked a guy to death about 20 years ago. But there's a new sandwich shop down the road. You want to check it out?
That's all we talk about. That's literally, he was asking me about restaurants all day. And then I was like, I told him a story about my dad. And he's like, I did something similar. I stabbed a guy, but I'd like to check out that restaurant.
Jesus Christ.
He doesn't put it that way, but he's like, I was in a bar for a long time and I stabbed a guy. And yeah, it's basically.
God.
He's just not at all interested in it at all. He's like, it's a boring story.
Yet he breaks it up. I think that's what's funny.
It's not even like it comes up so natural to the conversation. It's not like I'm not telling him right. It'll be, you know, say we're talking about, let's just say we're talking about sandwiches, something like that. You'll be like, "Oh, I love sandwiches. You know, it reminds me of this one time I was in a sandwich shop and I beat a man to death with my bare hands."
So how was the sandwich?
It's literally, it's three words in there that's like, wait, what? It's just three words.
After I caved in that guy's skull, I got my sandwich and left. And it was probably one of the most delicious sandwiches I've ever eaten. And it came it came with a little pickle spear, you know, just really added to the flavor. So I think I might go back for lunch today.
I can't. It really is just like snuck in there. Like, it's a little tiny thing. And honestly, I am listening out of politeness.
Yeah.
Because he'll ask, you know, he'll talk to me after whatever he's telling me. And then it'll just be little pockets in there. For the longest time, I ignored him. I started asking him, and he just starts, you know, keeps talking about it. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Ronnie was like a hardcore criminal. Ronnie had people killed. That's fucking wild.
That is hilarious. Jesus. Yeah, I don't have any coworkers like that.
No, I don't have any more. It's just Ronnie. Ronnie's fucking wild.
Although
I love that guy. Shout out Ronnie. If you ever figure out the computer, Ronnie, shout out to you.
Shout out to Ronnie. Yeah. The only thing that kind of sucks about remote jobs is that you don't talk to people. I mean, I can, but it's like, I don't know. Like, it's through messages. Like, I can't really just call them up and be like, Or they live, you know, across the country and I can't meet them. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to do that.
No, you should.
No.
That's a love story of the century.
No.
Travel across country. The girl you spoke to on the phone. Or a guy, no joke.
Or coworkers. Did you know that?
Coworker. This is so wrong. Just voice texting the whole way.
So on the flight. This is so wrong. But it feels so right.
This summer. A love story to capture the ages.
Co-workers separated by...
separated by distance and job title.
Distance and remote work. Remote work status.
You try to FaceTime, but her camera's messed up mysteriously.
Yeah. And, like, So we use Facebook Teams to talk, and we have the shitty camera and the shitty mic.
Love story of the century.
Two coworkers,
one cup. Great PG-13. Oh, let me ask you, have you seen One Guy, One Jar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, I figured everybody had, but I was talking to the 40-year-old divorced mom of two, and she... It's a long story on how we got on it, but I was like, no, I'm sure your kids have seen that video, right? So I described it, and she's like, no, that sounds terrible. So I asked, like, the only other dude that's near my age. I'm like, you've seen that, right? He's like, yeah. I go back in the shop, and I ask everybody. They're like, of course. It's the most common video in the world. I was like, okay, I just want to make sure I'm not, like, fucked up in the head. I'm seeing a guy shove a jar up his ass.
Well, it's such an old video, and it's I mean, I don't even remember. Like, isn't it pretty short, too? It's fairly quick.
Yeah, it's just a jar up his ass and it breaks and the camera cuts.
Yeah. So it's like...
No, it just got me thinking on it. I'm like, no, it's not normal that we've all seen this.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing that everyone knows what this is. It is a very weird thing.
I mean, it is kind of when, like... It was around when memes started to become a thing. Like... When all of, like, the Lord of the Rings memes started and the, like, the troll face and, like, those memes were coming out, like, Ermagerd. Remember those? Jesus fuck.
Yeah.
Derp.
Internet history.
I was one of those guys that said derp a lot. I hope you're proud.
Oh, no. No, Joe. No, Joe, no. You were Evan.
Well, that was...
You were white Evan.
I was white Evan. It was more so middle school. Like, it was when it was popular, but like...
Everyone sucked in middle school. It's okay.
Yeah. But I was definitely one of those that kind of held on to it for a little bit too long. Here and there, I'll say it.
You're like...
But I don't
Hello
say
Philippines. Derp, right?
Derp. Like, well, sometimes I would like, I kind of turned it into like an insult, like, don't be a derp. It just didn't sound good. That's stupid. Yeah.
Should have been on my level.
Just dropping the N-bombs.
Yeah. No, I was so terrified. When I was younger, I was so, I mean, I'm not terrified of it. But when I was a kid, I was like, never say it. I'm like, I don't want to get beat up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so scared that I'll accidentally sing NWA. Even though there's, like, no black people anywhere near me. It's like, someone will tattle on me.
And it'll be the redneck right next to you that's just casually dropping the hard R.
Yeah. He said the N-word. Wait, what?
He said the soft A, this fucking pussy. Honestly, yeah, I totally could have just said it forever. That's the thing. Like, no one would have cared.
Well, no one cared at one
probably
point.
Like, yeah! Hell yeah, brother!
There was one point where no one cared.
Yeah, but that was when Douchebag said it.
Yeah.
So, well, bruh, just... blah, 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 blah.
I just remember, like, because a lot of YouTubers said it back then, and, like, no one cared. Because they obviously weren't using it in an offensive way. But, still.
No, I mean, it's cared. Douchey.
It was still douchey.
Yeah.
Because it's
no,
just the way it came
now.
Off.
I think it's stupid now to...
Yeah.
I'm not getting into that, but...
Yeah.
No, I was just so fucking terrified. Confrontation in general.
Yeah.
I would never think... Like, I can't... No. No.
no, I can't. I can't do it.
There was one time I had a black friend who, like, more or less begged me to say it. And I was like, looking around, I was like, no, I don't want to. And he just wanted to hear it. I'm like, this is, I told him. His name was Ethan. I was like, Ethan, this sounds like a trick.
That's what it sounds. You're tricking me. You're going to get me arrested.
No, I was like, because he had like eight brothers. I'm like, as soon as I say it, your eight brothers are going to pop out of a bush or something and beat the shit out of me. So, no, I'm too scared.
Yeah, I had a friend. We went to high school and went to college together. Or, well, my first semester at UNCG, we were together. And we went to, we always went to a Mexican restaurant for Taco Tuesday for lunch. And then we'd go to a Smoothie King afterwards because we just had enough time. And it got to the point where, like, he texted me one day and he called me the N-word, the soft A. I was like, oh.
Man, there's a lot of in this Smoothie King, bro.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We went to that Smoothie King so many times that, like, as soon as we walked in, they knew our order. And then the one time I had a little bit of a cold, and the one person was like, you sound a little sick. You want me to put, like, I forgot what they had, but it was like a, basically, it was like a healthier smoothie to help with, you know, that could help with my cold. And I was like, yeah, sure. It was a great time.
No, that's pretty dope.
Yeah. We were also probably the only two people that were giving them business because no one walked in there ever.
I wish I had that. I've never been a regular. I don't think I have.
Yeah. That was the first time that I've ever become a regular. And it was like, it was three places all on the same street right next to each other. And it was because of the same Shane. Me and him would always go to either the Mexican place for Taco Tuesday. And they would remember us. Smoothie King, obviously. And then across the street from Smoothie King was a pizza place called Slices. And we went there so many times that, like, Shane forgot his wallet. And I was like, oh, I'll just pay for yours. And he's like, no. I might be able to get some, like, because I think he had cash on him or something. And he's like, I should be able to get something up. And he goes to the cashier and he's like, I don't have enough money. I can't pay. I can go get my wallet or something. I can come back. And the person's like, no, I'll just write you an IOU and you just pay me back the next day. And I was like, yo. Okay. And then they gave, I think the next day they gave us garlic knots for free because they're like, yeah, we have an extra batch. You want some? I'm like, yeah.
Nice.
I miss that place. That place was so good.
You know, now that I think of it, I have been a regular, but it was just too, they wouldn't ever do anything like that or acknowledge you exist. Oh. It was a Chinese buffet.
Oh, yeah.
Me and my buddy would go to the Chinese buffet like once a week, like every single week. Like it was a planned thing.
Yeah.
It was like every Thursday or something. And it's just a woman on the cell phone the whole time yelling at someone in Mandarin.
Yeah.
That's all it was. And she's like, you know, you eat one plate and she brings you the tears. Like, you'll leave now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the typical takeout place where the children are running to the front and the parents are cooking in the back.
No, that place is awesome. That's a different place. Chinese buffet is like one cook, one old Chinese. There's two different ones where I'm from, and they're both the exact same thing. I got confused at one point because I thought, I was like, do, like, not in all Asians look the same. Yeah. But I was like, does she run both restaurants? Yeah. Because I walked into the other one and it was a Chinese woman on the phone, arguing with someone. And I shit you not, it happened within the span of 2 weeks. Is a cook would come out with a cleaver, and they would yell back and forth in, you know, Mandarin, and
he would pump fake with the cleaver, getting ready to chop her up.
A little bit, but he would leave, and we'd be like, oh, the cook just quit. They're going out of business. It happened at both restaurants within 2 weeks of each other. So I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Are these the same people? And just both on the phone, loudly, how much you know I've used so much? Watcher just being like, happy birthday, mother. I love you so much.
Yes, of course I'll get you some free food.
You come down, you get good dumpling. I got food poisoning from both those places several times.
You kept going back?
Hell yeah, brother.
Oh my God.
I don't quit. I find a place I like and I stay. Like, I guess I was a regular at my barber, but he would just ignore anything I said and shave my head. But he only charged me like $5.
I was gonna say $5.
Yeah, $5. Even when it was like $12, he still charged me $5.
Yeah.
And he would also be like chain smoke cigars and complain about Mexicans.
sounds like a great barber.
I mean, it's a typical barber. It's, yeah. There'd be like a Mexican in there before me, mm-hmm. and they'd leave, and he'd be like, these fucking beaners, man, smoke a cigar. he'd go in a drawer and pull out a slim cigar and smoke it in the drawer and blow the smoke in there and put it out. Yeah, what's up, Jeff? Yeah, the usual. Just trying to shave my fucking head.
I'm trying to think. There was another place I was a regular at, but it was in college. Towards the end, it was after COVID, actually. There was a hibachi place down the street from my apartment, and it was like, it would be either every Thursday or every Friday. My buddy, he would call the order in, and then we'll go and pay for it separately. But it got to the point where, like, when he picked up the phone, like when he called them, they would recognize his voice and be like, oh, you want this? And he's like, yeah. All right, we'll be over there in like 5 minutes. And then we got to the point, like, because it was the same girl out front, like on the cash register. Got to the point where, like, we'll have our food and we're just like sitting there talking to her. Because she went to the school too. She was like, yeah, I might do my master's, blah, blah, blah. And then, I think at one point they gave us a massive discount because it was like one of our last times going there because we were finishing up school. It was awesome.
Nice. Hell yeah. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever have that. I'll never have that. The owner being nice to me. There was one time I went into, this was recently, I went into a pizza place and I literally just walked in and the girl said, fuck you, and went behind back. And I was like, okay, like it really hurt. I was like, I just wanted to get a pizza. I don't know why do people think these things of me? I should know. Like, did you listen to the podcast? Is that what it is?
Are you one of my listeners?
I get treated like shit most of the time. I'm like, I don't care. But it's like, dude, I don't know what the fuck I've done. I try to be super nice.
Are you one of our many listeners of the Joe Show?
Yeah,
I'm glad you're
was.
A fan.
Yeah, I walked in, she just said, fuck you, and went behind back. I was like, oh, okay. And then, like, a Persian guy came out, and he's like, what you want, my friend? I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what
there
I need.
Go.
I need that Persian pizza, son. Get that white bitch out of here. We don't need that shit. I should have been like, what's that white bitch doing here? She can't make pizza. Okay, now I see why. She just sensed it. She sensed who I was as a person.
Speaking of pizza,
I had someone.
Go ahead. Do not order pizza from a Greek restaurant.
Oh, of course not.
I was not ready for that pizza to be the worst pizza I've ever had in my life.
No, you get a Euro platter, dude.
Well, like, well, yeah. I was out in Seattle, and we were looking for a pizza place, like just a local or whatever, like any pizza. And the only pizza place was this Greek spot. And we're like, I mean, because they had like pizza wings and like mozzarella sticks and all the other crap. And we're like, yeah, we'll just do that and try it. Bro, they like... They cook the pepperonis like underneath the cheese, but it's like the cheese is an afterthought. So it's like they cook the pizza, take it out, put cheese on it, and then put it in for like 5 seconds, so the cheese melts, and then
that actually sounds kind of good.
It was not good because
Pittsburgh style, bro.
No, it's worse than Pittsburgh style.
Oh, so you know? Oh, yeah, you're from Pittsburgh. You know what I'm talking
about?
Well,
not from Pittsburgh, but I've been there. I'm from up there. Worse than Pittsburgh spot.
Pennsylvania.
Worse than Pittsburgh spot. Okay.
Oh, damn.
And I took a bite of a wing. That was the most rubbery thing I've ever chewed on. I took a bite. All the skin fell off. And I was just chewing on rubber for like 5 minutes. I spit it out. I was like, this is disgusting. And then I took I got a mozzarella stick. That was like the only thing that I thought would have been good because it looked like, remember the pizza dippers you got in like at school? They kind of look like mozzarella sticks.
No, we didn't get those. We got like Damn. Cheese sticks.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. Because it looked like the mozzarella stick looked like an inverted mozzarella stick. It's breaded on the outside, right? And you bite into it, and it's like obviously the cheese, but the
rubbery cheese.
Well, I meant like the actual inside of like the breading. It's like that weird white, kind of just almost uncooked bread. Looking,
that sounds delicious. Yeah,
basically take the cheese out of the mozzarella stick, turn it inside out, and then put the cheese back in. But there's no breadcrumbs at all. It was disgusting.
Sounds delicious. I disagree with you on those cheese sticks.
I mean,
just imagining the school cheese sticks.
No, the school cheese the pizza dippers were better. Yeah, because they were actually like, I don't know. I don't want to say cooked because obviously these ones were cooked too. But
my school didn't cook anything. They really didn't. Most of that shit was raw.
Yeah.
Why are children getting sick? It's like because you're serving raw dough.
Yeah.
At 10 in the morning.
I rarely ate at the cafeteria at school. I did when they brought in the chicken chunks.
You had a Lunchable.
No, I made my own lunch.
Oh, that's right. You told me that. I was like, Joe and his little tie and making a sandwich.
I was making my own lunches in like fourth grade. No. Well, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pretty that much. Kind of
discipline. Because I liked Lunchables, but I was never a huge fan. And even then, my parents were like, you're not eating Lunchables. You make a sandwich.
I have 3 Lunchables in my fridge right now. I still love Lunchables.
I don't like them. They were cool as a kid when I was like, when I was like two. No, I'm just kidding. They're convenient.
I crushed. Yeah, they are convenient. That really is the main thing. I crushed two nacho Lunchables last night. I think that was my dinner.
It's like the worst one.
Are you shitting me? The pizza one?
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I was thinking the one with
cheese and crackers.
I was thinking about the cheese and crackers one. I was like, yeah, but they all kind of suck. Fine, the dude. Pizza
they're
ones.
All the no, they're all great.
The pizza one's the best one.
No. No, yeah. It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is the best
one. The nacho one, dude.
No, because think about it. You make your own pizza. You're making your own
shitty cold pizza.
It doesn't matter.
And it bothers me that you can't ever get all the cheese out of that thing, that container. That bothers me the most. And there's no point in putting the pepperonis on because they'll fall off.
That's a fair point.
My Asperger's can't take the pizza making process.
You're looking at the little 2-inch dough disc, like I make pizza.
I make a pizza. Oh, the tub fell off. It's okay, Timmy. You try it again.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it, and he's just holding like his own shit.
Yeah.
I did it.
But he put the pepperoni and cheese on top of it. I did it.
It big a tray. It big a twist.
God.
I remember I microwaved one of those things when I was a kid.
Microwave the pizzas?
Like, I made the pizza and I microwaved it. I'm like, because I was like, pizza shouldn't be cold. So I microwaved one. I tried it hot. I was like, this is so much worse. Yeah. This is the worst thing I've ever eaten. It just became a soggy lump.
Yeah. Were there other Lunchables? Well, there's.
Oh,
I mean,
no, wait, hold
there
on.
Was
the
one
worst
with...
one is the Nuggets.
Yes.
The Nuggets were the fucking worst. I remember I begged my dad for Lunchables, and then he got me the Nuggets. I'm like, oh, it sounds good. And I ate one, and I was like,
the chicken dunks?
Oh,
no,
I never
those
had
chicken,
those.
Chicken nugget. Chicken, I mean, it's the same exact thing. They're just different names, I guess. Yeah.
Or are they chicken dunks?
Yeah, the pizza one's probably the worst one. That's pretty bad.
No, not the chicken nuggets, dude. Go, if you can even find them, I don't know if they make them anymore. Go try a Lunchables chicken nugget. Is the worst thing you've ever tasted.
I'm sure they still have them. They just have it under a different name.
Do me. All right, this is the assignment.
I don't want to buy a Lunchable.
No. Go buy the chicken nugget Lunchable, try it, and then report back next week. It's like sand. It's like eating sand is what it is.
Wait, there's a mini hot dog Lunchable? Wait,
for
mini,
real? I thought that was like
mini hot dogs made with chicken. Oh, pork added. That was another thing I never really had was Kid Cuisine. I think I had it one time.
Oh, you missed out.
Honestly, I'm glad I missed out because every time I saw a commercial of Kid Cuisine, I was like, this looks disgusting.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I think it might have been.
Shit, I was like, that's fucking awesome, dude.
It might have been because of the Shrek ones. Because the Shrek ones looked disgusting. It was this one. It was cheese stuffed crust pizza, but it came with pudding, but it looked like shit.
The pudding was delicious.
But I think they were like advertising it similar to his shit. And I was
I'll
like,
eat Shrek shit.
I don't want to eat that.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Oh yeah, and then there was the Shrek shaped fun nuggets. That did not look fun. Turn your tongue green, swamp pudding inside. And it is like green. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. I do not want that.
We're two very different children. You're like, I'll take my sandwiches. I mean, thank you.
I want my green pudding with my nuggies.
Oh boy, dude, it's a fucking different thing that's on the dude track. That's fucking cool.
I roll in with my lunchbox and my
hot dogs with a penguin.
I roll in with my lunchbox with my sandwich and my chips, whatever. And then you come in with like the silver platter with the thing over it. You take it off and it's Kid Cuisine Shrek shaped fun nuggets with swamp pudding inside. And you're like, bon appetit, fellas.
That literally is a commercial I'm sure they had. It's just you with your brown paper bag. Well,
yeah.
Sandwich made by me again, and I roll up like the penguins from Kid Cuisine and Shrek. The TV dinner for children. Would your mom take time to make you lunch, pussy? Shrek made mine.
And then it goes back to
shit in my lunchbox.
It goes back to me. I'm like, I made this sandwich. And you're like, I don't care. Shrek shit in
my. The penguin comes over and throws it on the ground.
God. Do they even sell Kid Cuisine anymore?
I hope so. I'm about to go buy some.
Oh, they most definitely do.
Hell yeah. FDA can't touch that.
Hot Pockets. Full of MSG.
Hot Pockets are great.
I haven't had those in a while, actually.
I haven't either. I got some off-brand pizza rolls the other day. Because I never really liked pizza rolls.
What?
And sometimes the off-brand ones are genuinely better.
Pizza rolls are
great. And they were. They were way better. It was like Food Lion brand.
Oh, so like Great Value brand. Literally Great Value brand pizza rolls.
Yeah, yeah. And I liked them so much better.
I will say they are a little overrated. Because every time I cook some up, they're just kind of... I don't know.
They're just super dry.
Yeah.
These were almost like just raviolis. Like fried raviolis.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they were a lot better.
But hold on. Have you tried Totino's FaZe Clan Buffalo Style Chicken Pizza Rolls?
What the fuck is that?
Gamer pizza rolls.
Mountain Dew and Buffalo Style Pizza Rolls sponsored by Call of Duty. Fuck you, FaZe. Get XP points for fat shit. Fuck you.
Buffalo Style Chicken Pizza Snacks. That's
and the tag on the bag to get fucking 2 XP in Call of Duty.
Is the brand Michelina's? Michelina's?
Are those the raviolis?
Well, it says pizza snack rolls on it.
Oh, I don't remember. I'd have to go look at the bag because I've got fried raviolis before, like in the bag, and those are very good too.
Pepperoni pizza snack rolls, Great Value brand. These look more like ravs.
I don't know. It was Food Line. I doubt they'd sell the competition stuff. Whatever the fuck Food Line's Great Value is called. I had a guy, I was in Food Line. Food Line's very close to my apartment.
Yeah.
And I was in there one day. I was in the frozen section, and behind me there's like a homeless guy. He's talking to this woman, and he's like, "Hey, baby girl, you look very good today. I just want to say, could you give me about $10? And she's like, she's already breaking down. She's like, "All right, fine." Gives it to him. And then, but I thought he knew her. I was like, no, this is a guy asking for money. Because he came up to her so familiar. I was like, that's a neat trick. That's very it's a good idea. And then he starts walking towards me. And I'm like, fuck. And I start running away with my cards. And he comes to me. He's like, hey, brother, man. Like, I swear to God. He's like, just try and. And I'm just like, no, no. I run away.
Don't diddle me. Don't diddle me.
No, it pissed me off because I was like, dude, don't come inside the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's fucking, that's the, no, fuck you. If you're out front, of course I will. I'll buy you whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. Do not come inside the goddamn grocery store. I'm already sitting there stressing about my food budget, and you're like, hey, man, just because I'm so cool and I'm so on drugs, can you give me some money? No, fuck you.
Something like that happened to me a while back. I went to the gas station to just get a snack. And there's a guy walking around outside, and he's like, hey, man, can you give me a dollar and quarters? And I'm like, I don't have any.
A dollar of quarters?
A dollar in quarters.
Wait, he wanted the exact change.
Yeah, he wanted four quarters.
He wanted you to have quarters.
I was just like,
get the dollar.
Yeah, I was just like, I mean. Oh, no, that's what it was. I was like, I mean, I have a dollar. And he's like, nah, man, I need quarters. And I'm like, I'll see what I can do.
You should have just been. Oh, they probably didn't let him inside. I think so. Be like, you can just do, like, take this dollar, go inside, and get four quarters.
Yeah. And so I go in, I get my snacks or whatever. And the guy gives me 25 cents, but it wasn't a quarter. And I was just like, can I just get a quarter? And he's like, yeah. And then he gives me a quarter, and I walk out, and I'm like, oh, this is the best I can get. And it was one quarter. And he's like, oh, thank you, man. Thank you. God bless you. And I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
What do you, why do you need the quarter?
I don't know.
I've never had anyone be that specific.
It was weird. It was very weird. Because I was like, why the quarters? Why not just a dollar bill?
I used to have a guy outside of Circle K when I lived in Winston.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be there at like 2 in the mornings when I got off work. And he was always there. But he would be like, oh, man, hey, my house burned down. And I just trying to get. And I'm like, I'll be right back, dude. And I just, this was like what I started doing is I just bought him like a 40 of like Ice House. And I went back out and I gave it to him. He's like, oh, thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. I'm like, yeah, your house didn't burn down. But every single time I saw him, it's like he didn't remember me, even though it was the exact same time.
Yeah.
Just go through his sales pitch. Be like, man, my house burned down. I'm like, yeah, all your kids died. I'm sorry, man. I'll be right back. And I just go buy him a 40. Like $2. Buy him a 40. Give it to him.
Yeah, so,
I should have started drinking with him. That was my drinking buddy. Sit out on the curb at 2 in the morning in Winston-Salem with gunshots going out. Drinking Ice House with a homeless guy. I'm sorry about your house, man. I just made that shit up. Don't worry about it.
I'm just trying to get a drink off of you, that's all.
Yeah, I just try. I was gonna whatever money you gave.
I just don't have $2 in quarters. You know, I just couldn't get this quarter. So.
Yeah, it has to be quarters. They won't take bills from me. I forge $1 bills. Well, people, I tell people that story, and they're like, "That's terrible." I'm like, "Why?" You would spit in his face. Like, why the fuck am I a bad person?
Yeah. Oh, that's horrible.
But oh no, when, I bought him what he would buy with the money. That's terrible.
Yeah,
he's homeless. He deserves to have a drink. It's fine.
Yeah, they say, oh, that's horrible. Well, if it was them, that they would ignore him or be like, oh, sorry, I can't help you, and then walk away.
I'm going to start telling him, be like, well, if it makes you feel better, he's probably dead now. So
yeah. Oh, that's
probably
great.
He got stabbed by Ronnie. Ronnie stabbed him in a bar fight.
Ronnie found out that he took his... Ronnie found out that you bought him a 40 and
not him,
did not like it. Tracked him down, killed him.
All right, how much time we got? I'm out of stuff. You got anything?
I mean, we're at 58 minutes.
Okay. You got anything? Because I have one more story that I don't think I've told yet.
I got a couple things.
Okay, go ahead.
So, well, I'll start with this because it's pretty quick, but I started watching, well, it's not a new show, but it's The Shield. I think I've talked about it before. I'm not sure. Have you seen it? It's pretty
Marvel's
old.
The Shield?
No, it's like it's a cop show.
Oh, with the guy that played the Thing?
Yeah.
I've watched a little bit of it.
It's fantastic. It
I've
is.
Been watching Better Call Saul.
I need to finish that show. I got to like season 4. I think I started season 4 and never finished it.
I didn't either. I quit on season 2. I'm on 5 now at the end of it.
Yeah. I heard it gets so much better.
It's insanely good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need it to work.
I almost need to restart it cuz it like the last time I watched it was when like season 4 was coming out. That was a while ago. But yeah, The Shield's great because it's just it's racism. It's funny.
That's always awesome.
It's great. And then the other thing, which I was going to start the episode off with it, but so there's a new. It's so stupid. There's a new Star Wars movie coming out because you know we always talk about Star Wars here on the pod. And it's directed by a woman, and the director really wants to make it known that it's a woman directing the movie because she loves to make men uncomfortable, and that's why she's making this movie.
Yas queen.
She's making this movie because she wants the men to know that. I forgot what she said, but basically she was just like, she wants men to know that this film is made by a woman. I was just like, I really don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was like, you saying that like publicly just told the entire world that your movie's going to suck and no one's going to see it. The only people who are going to see it are the SJWs on Twitter that don't watch movies. So this movie is not going to make any money. And then you're probably not going to have a job anymore after this movie bombs.
Yeah.
And it's also about the... it's about Rey from the newer movies. So, already, I just don't care.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So, yeah, that's pretty much
it.
I
mean, a woman made The Hurt Locker, and I love that movie. And
yeah, but she also wasn't
I never
going
gave
around.
A shit that it was a woman. Yeah.
She also wasn't going around as like, I'm a woman. I like to make men
uncomfortable.
She's
like,
just like,
make
a movie.
Good.
Make Is a it, movie. That's not like. Just don't make it political. I mean, unless it's a political thing, don't make it like. Like the Hurt Locker, they weren't like, "Oh, he's gay." That's his defining character trait. He's gay.
Jeremy Renner's a fucking faggot.
He's not a strong character because he wears the juggernaut suit to defuse bombs. It's because he's gay. I'm like, because
he's gay. He has to fight the bombs he dodges back home.
Homosexuality.
Faggot ass movie. The fucking Butt Hurt Locker.
The butt pain.
Butt pain locker. There's a locker and it's got a fucking glory hole in it. Starring Jeremy Renner as fucking Major Faggot Doctor Sergeant 2. Who gives a
Sergeant
fuck?
Sergeant Gunnery Faggot.
Gunnery Faggot Brokeback Mountain. Who fuck you? Watch it. Watch it, fucking kiss asses.
But yeah. I thought you'd like that little piece of information.
No, I mean it makes me understand the rants like people go on more.
Yeah.
But like, these fucking women, I'm like, you know, whatever. Like my mom and sister are feminist, and when they talk about it, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Because every time you rant about it, it just makes me disagree with you more.
Yeah. I'm luckily my family's not like that. Like, even when like my mom, even if she sees someone on the news, it's just like being a feminist. She's just like, just shut up. No one cares.
No, I love it when my sister does it, is because she'll like when she talks about the wage gap, I'm like, you make more than everyone in the family combined. What the fuck?
You don't understand. She's a woman.
You worked at that place for 6 months, and they started paying you $300,000.
Whoa.
When the fuck are you talking about? Hold
on. I'm going to stop you right there. She's a woman.
What if they do the wage gap? That's the thing is like both of them make so my mom makes $200K a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you? Me and dad is just older than you, and he does not make anywhere near that. What are you talking about?
It's very annoying.
Maybe in the 60s, yes. I mean, I'm sure it was a thing. I guarantee you it was a thing, but still complaining about that is such a weird thing to me.
Yeah. And then they were talking about the Barbie movie. I still haven't watched it yet, but my mom and my sister watched it, and they both thought it was stupid. And then I guess there's one point at the end that is supposed to be kind of emotional because it's like, you know, women, I guess. And my sister was like, she was even like telling us, she's like, yeah, there's like this an emotional part at the end, and I just like, I kind of missed it because I was watching. I was like, oh wait, this is supposed to be kind of sad, but I'm not crying. This movie's kind of stupid. I was like, okay, still might watch it though. But
yeah, I still haven't watched it.
Now that it's like been out on HBO, a lot more people are saying it's not as good. I've heard a lot more people saying it's not that good.
The only person I've said it's not good is my dad, but he's not gonna watch it.
Yeah,
he just listens to whatever anyone says about it.
It's like, yeah,
it's fucking feminist horseshit. But then I did see a clip where it was like Ryan Gosling walks into a business office,
mm-hmm.
and it's really stupid. I can't remember exactly what he says, but he's like, "So we're in charge." And the guy is like, no, everyone's treated. And he's like, oh, but where do I get like male privilege? And he like leans in closer. He's like, that's the thing. We always have it. And I'm like, no, I'm not watching this anymore. I thought this was just a stupid movie about Barbie dolls. And now it's like political and shit. I was like, this seems very stupid now.
I might still watch it though, since it's on HBO.
I know, I'll probably still watch it too, but I saw that clip and I was like, can we just make a movie for fun?
Just make it a fun movie.
No, it can have that stuff, but just don't make it so blatant that's what you're saying.
Yeah, that too. Don't force it.
Make it a little subtle, not just have a character be like, yeah, fuck women, we control everything. Yeah. Like, just make it. Just show it. Don't have a fucking character in one scene say all of your points.
Yeah. This guy on YouTube that I watch, and it's a pretty common thing. He says, show, don't tell. It's like, that's all you got to do. Don't make the evil guy be like, I'm evil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it was about, the new Zack Snyder movie, the knockoff Star Wars movie that he made, Rebel Moon. Apparently it is.
Never even heard of it.
Really? Oh man, it's on Netflix, but it's basically he wrote a Star Wars movie, took it to Disney, and they're like, no, you're not making that. So he went to Netflix, and they're like, yeah, you can make that. It's literally the story of like A New Hope, and there's like lightsabers and shit. But to show that the bad guys are evil, they wear basically Nazi garb, and they just like sexually assault people. I'm just like, that's
what the fuck. What in the fuck? I'm like,
what?
So yeah, he just copied Star Wars.
Yeah, and I'm like, that sounds so dumb.
Okay. Yes. No. Zack Snyder sucks.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point now, because at first I still like him as a director, but it's like his movies suck. I don't think he's a good writer, and the only movie that I really like from him is Watchmen, but he's ripping.
Oh, that's true. He made Watchmen,
but he's just ripping straight from the comic book, so it's not really. It's not really him.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Watchmen's the only good thing. Because I watched the Justice League Snyder Cut.
It's not good.
I sat there and I watched it for 5 fucking hours. And I was like...
It's better, but it's still not that good.
I still don't give a fuck this movie. I still don't care. You
oh, can't yeah.
just make more of it and make it better.
Yeah, because that's what's happening with Rebel Moon. It's I think it's 2 hours, a little over 2 hours. It's PG-13. He said that he has a director's cut and it's rated R and it's like 3-4 hours long. I'm like, no one's going to care. If you're making a movie, make the movie. Don't cut it down. And especially with like Netflix. Especially with Netflix. Don't make a movie for Netflix to remake the movie for Netflix. It works better. When you have the movie out in a theater, and once the movie's out of theaters and on like Blu-ray or whatever, then you come back out with a director's cut.
They just can't handle it, man.
I show a
boob. They can't handle it.
Yeah, my director's cut is 4 hours long, and the difference?
Just hardcore. I show a boob.
No, it's even more slow-mo. God.
Bouncing. It's Wonder Woman naked.
I remember watching the Snyder Cut with my buddy, and we were like, it's at the beginning, I think, whenever the bad guy's getting the boxes, the cubes, and he's at the Amazonians, and the one girl's just like running in slow-mo for like 5 minutes. I'm just like, please. Enough with the slow-mo. It's too much.
Fuck Zack Snyder.
He slow-mos the not exciting parts to make the, it's bad.
You know what would save DCU but will never happen?
What?
Okay, they stop hiring Zack Snyder first off.
That's already done.
Okay, good. Never let him on Warner Bros. Ever again. And it'll never happen. They said it will never happen, but the Joker and the Batman. The new ones. The individual Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix and the Batman. Robert Pattinson. That'd be great.
Yes, that would be. They said that they're like, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
fucking
it's.
Why?
It's because they're in different
Shut
universes.
Shut the fuck up, pussy. You made The Hangover. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You're not a serious director. The Joker wasn't even that good. It's just better than Suicide Squad.
It is, yeah.
It's not, it was so hard to be it's so deep. And it's not.
When I first watched it.
Another shitty supervillain.
When I first watched it, I thought it was incredible. And then the more I watched it, I was like, it's not that. you could he really tried to make something like, I don't know. He tried, but it didn't work. I still like it, but it's not like.
No, I still like it too, but yeah. It's not what they act like it is.
Yeah.
They're like, it's not even really a superhero movie.
Yes,
like,
it might more as than well that. Be.
And I'm like, that's yeah, artistic. It might as well be.
Yeah.
Like, what do you touch on? Like, the world's bad? Mental yeah. health? That's. You don't even touch on him. You're just like, yeah, this guy's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's deep too. There's classical music playing. Yeah.
I do like what it's they crazy. Did with his like his laugh and stuff, like that real condition.
Where's the condition? Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. And of course, Joaquin Phoenix
is
great.
That's what makes it good. Joaquin Phoenix is dope. That's what makes it good is that it's like. It's believable that this is a real person and not a comic book character.
Yeah.
Which is, I would say, is probably hard to do when they're like so flamboyant.
Especially with someone like Joker.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then the Batman was also not as good as I wish it was. But but just put them in the movie together would be so fucking
cool. It'd be so good.
It would be so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Todd Howard, you fucking pussy. You pussy. Todd Howard. Fuck you. Isn't it Todd? No, not Todd
Howard. Todd Howard's shit. Bethesda.
Yeah, Todd Howard.
He's still a pussy.
He's still a fucking bitch.
Made I can't fucking Starfield. Todd Phillips.
The Hangover dude. Todd Phillips,
it was,
yeah.
It was Todd.
I had the first name. Yeah, yeah. It's cool. It's all right.
But yeah, Zack Snyder's not involved with DC anymore. It's the guy that did Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, that's dope.
He's making the new Superman movie. And he has a lot of like movies lined up for like the no name characters. So
Condiment Man.
Pretty much.
Are we getting a Condiment Man movie?
No, but it's a lot of those. It's a lot of those type of characters that like nobody knows about. Kind of like Guardians before that. Everyone knows Guardians now.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the new DCU, whatever they're calling it now.
All right, DCU, new fantasy draft. Todd Howard directs Condiment Man, the movie.
And he makes it super artsy. Psychological character dark. Deep dive.
It's a guy that works at McDonald's. He's just condiments on and goes crazy.
He's traumatized by the ketchup dispenser thing.
He drowns in a vat of Big Mac sauce. He has the power of all the condiments now. Damn, we should make that movie. That'd be pretty easy.
That would be pretty easy.
Just make copy it... the Joker completely.
Yeah.
There's a guy gets dancing. Guy in the bathroom.
Guy dresses up as a ketchup bottle outside, spinning a sign. gets run down by a group of kids. Gets beat up. Goes back, and he's a little strange. A little odd. He's got a little disability going. And then the boss is like, you're fucking weird. You're fired.
You're fired, Condiment Man.
And then when he goes to punch out, he makes a joke about punching out and punches off the time clock off the wall. Leaves.
Time's up.
Leaves. And then,
Murray, what do you get when you cross Murray. A ketchup bottle with a mentally unstable man?
And we get,
what do you get?
We'll get Al Pacino for this one, not Robert De Niro.
I was just about to say, why hasn't Al Pacino been in a comic book movie yet?
And he does like, he has like his heat character.
It's a cooking show.
Yeah.
All right, Dad. And it's next up.
She's got a great ass.
Condiment Man. God. He's also named Murray.
Yeah.
Hey, he's Murray. Oh, wait, who would play Condiment
now? I was just thinking who.
Joaquin Phoenix's dead brother.
we bring River back.
River Phoenix, yeah, we resurrect him.
Now we get
Daniel Day-Lewis out of retirement to play Condiment. Completely against his. He would never play that.
Never.
We just talk him into it some way.
Now I'm trying to think of someone. Something else. I'm trying to think of someone that's like.
Adam Sandler. Or they're both played by Al Pacino.
No, it'd be Joe Pesci.
Two roles.
Be Joe Pesci.
Oh, that would be fucking awesome.
Joe Pesci's Condiment King. Condiment.
Oh
Condiment
my man. God, that would be so awesome.
So funny.
And listen, Murray. Listen, you fucking cocksucker.
Listen here, Murray.
You motherfucking cocksucker. Fuck you. Oh, damn. Yeah, you want this special sauce? It's Joe Pesci getting blown with that special sauce. It's like in Casino where he's like, "Ah, come here, honey," and he just starts getting his cock sucked. It's just, be like, Joe, just be yourself.
Yeah,
just be yourself. We'll make the movie rated R. It's fine. We hired some hookers. I watched an interview with Joe Pesci, and he was like. And the hardest part about Home Alone was I couldn't say fuck. I couldn't curse. It's a kid's movie, so I just made up a language, right? I just say random shit. But the whole time, I want to call that kid a fucking cocksucker.
I love Joe Pesci.
I do, too.
Great guy.
What do you mean? I look like a fucking condiment bottle to you? Like a fucking, you want to squeeze me? Is that what you're saying? No, what?
Do I amuse you?
Do I amuse
funny
you,
how?
Murray? Funny how, Murray?
Yeah, Al Pacino's like,
you want to squeeze me? Like
you look a little funny, that's all. Funny how? Funny how?
Funny how, Murray? Both 90-year-old men.
Yeah.
Funny how? Murray, what do you get when you cross?
Joe Pesci's still in his ketchup bottle outfit.
That's the whole. He's in it the whole time.
And he's sitting there.
Funny how? How am I fucking funny to you?
Ooh-ah. Ooh-ah.
Oh, commercial break. I'm just saying, you. Little funny Joker. It's not my it's not my fucking name. It's Condiment King. You get my fucking name right, Murray.
Murray.
I tell you one time, I was with this fucking kid, and he wouldn't stop hitting me with shit. Sucked.
I was just trying to get into his house.
Just trying to rob his house. What the fuck was his deal? We just, it's senile Joe Pesci. We just put him in front of a camera and a condom and a ketchup bottle. Yeah, so there's this one time I was with this Jew fuck in the desert. Kind of look like him, but not, you're too tan. You look like a Mexican. I don't know. What's another? There's one that this one time I was a lawyer.
So right in Devil Town, we're right, no one's gonna catch us now. Town is bought a new car now, we're fine, no one's gonna catch us now.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.